More extraordinary details are emerging about Australian mother Sally Faulkner's bid to grab her children in Lebanon. The ABC has found the safe house where she allegedly hid with them after a recovery team grabbed them from their Lebanese grandmother. Lebanon and Australia have formed a high-level committee to resolve the crisis, but her estranged husband hasn't responded to offers of full custody if he withdraws charges, and Sally Faulkner is preparing to fight back. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Beirut.
When Sally Faulkner was reunited with her two children, she wasn't whisked to the sort of luxury hotel Channel 9's crew was staying in. Instead, she spent her last night of freedom in a miserable one-bedroom flat in a converted hospital in the crammed streets of South Beirut. It's just a few kilometres from where the so-called recovery team grabbed her two children from their Lebanese grandmother. It's been almost a year since their father, Ali Alamin, took them from Australia, then refused to let them return. And Sally Faulkner and her children hugged a lot. She cried a lot, and her daughter kept talking about going back to Australia. A photograph taken on the night shows her smiling, a child asleep under each arm. But the operation had already gone badly wrong. The recovery team was detained, her boat ride to freedom blocked. After the kids went to sleep, she cried a lot more. Sally Faulkner was being hunted by police in one of the most heavily monitored parts of Lebanon, and yet, it's understood, a Channel 9 crew showed up and recorded an interview. At one point, she's said to have borrowed a phone from one of the crew members and called her husband to say the children were okay. Her lawyer and her husband say that's how authorities zeroed in on her location. By lunchtime the next day, she was in custody. The operation by Child Abduction Recovery International allegedly cost more than $100,000. But according to one source, one of the team members is a tattoo artist living in Cyprus. The alleged head of the team, former Australian soldier Adam Whittington, had recovered the man's children in a previous operation and asked him to help out on this one. Now they're all behind bars and on serious charges. Since last week, at the urging of a judge, Sally Faulkner's been negotiating with her estranged husband, offering to drop all claims to custody if he drops abduction charges against her. But on Friday, his lawyers said they were in no hurry. Now, her lawyer, Kassan Mogabgab, says Sally Faulkner is preparing to fight back.
I saw her in prison on Saturday morning. She's much better than the day I saw her in front of the judge. In front of the judge, she was depressed. And on Saturday, she was much better.
He says later today he'll ask the judge to release Sally Faulkner because a mother cannot be charged for abducting her own children. If that's not successful, he'll request bail. He'll introduce a document allegedly signed by Ali Alamin in Australia, agreeing to consult over where the children would live. And he'll ask the Lebanese courts to enforce a subsequent Australian family court ruling giving Sally Faulkner sole custody.
Ali doesn't have all the cards in his hand. We have some cards to use. And then the only thing that he had in hand now, and he's more powerful than us, is Sally in prison.
Without an agreement between the two parents, this extraordinary custody dispute, which has drawn in the governments of both countries, could become even more complex. This is Matt Brown in Beirut for AM.